Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
All right, guys, I'm here with a great guest. Her name is Laura Lee Clark, and today we're going to be talking about using emotional intelligence in your business. How are you doing today, Laura?
Hey, Brian. Yeah, all good. Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Awesome. I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from the UK.
Love that. So tell us a little bit about you, and how did you go from being a physicist to somebody that helps people deal with emotions in business?
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian. It was a convoluted track. I mean, I started off in physics. I went into physics originally to uncover the mysteries of the universe. I ended up coming out of physics because I wanted to uncover the mysteries of the universe. And what I realized was, going down the route that I was going, I was getting into increasingly abstract layers of mathematics in an area called string theory. And I wasn't actually getting to the fundamentals of what's really going on. It was all very speculative and stuff. And I thought, okay, at some point, something has to shift here, because what's the use in having a theory if we can't bring it back to practice? And as you may be aware, with physics, we can describe things, model things at the very, very small, as in subatomic particles, and things at the very, very large scale, like the movement of galaxies. But we have a problem in getting these two theories to kind of mesh up in between. And so I went out to physics and into the world of sales, and then later business, to try and find, you know, is there a way of applying some of the concepts and understandings that we were gleaning in physics, and bring that down to land in something that we can tangibly use.
And at one point, you also were doing like criminal profiling. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. So, as I said, convoluted. I did an internship in criminal profiling. And one of the things that I since realized was, in criminal profiling, we have three different things that we profile. One is the crime scene, one is the victimology, and the other is the perpetrator, you know, the unsub. And if you know two of them, then you can make deductions about the third, and you know, vice versa. What we find with entrepreneurs is that if you can take a look at their crime scene, which is their business, you can take a look at their personalities, which you know are known quantities, and you can deduce what kind of results that they're going to get. So there are these kind of mappings between the three, and sometimes playfully with my clients, I'll talk to them about, you know, their crime scene, as in their business, as a way of kind of like doing a forensic investigation to see what's come unstuck and what we can do to fix it. So yeah, criminal profiling has a lot to do with helping entrepreneurs succeed.
That's incredible. Love it. So let's get down to basics. You know, we all have emotions. We're all in business. We're doing our thing. How do emotions hold people back in their business? What kind of things do you see?
Ah, right. Well, emotions are everything. And it's bizarre, because there's a whole gamut of emotions that we should experience as human beings. In fact, I use this prosperity spectrum, which maps everything from what we would call the destructive emotions through to the constructive ones and beyond. And I think one of the fundamental questions behind whether someone will succeed in business or not has an awful lot to do with self-esteem. So we can take someone with very high self-esteem and put them into almost any environment, and they'll do very well. Someone with low self-esteem, we could put them in the best environment ever, we could put them into a thriving business, and whatever happens, you know, they will orientate the things around them to come into alignment with the low self-esteem and cause a collapse. And this is why I kind of say that the owner of the business, the person that has their finger on the pulse and is calling the shots, is absolutely crucial to the life or death of that business. And so when they can get their stuff in gear, you know, the fundamental self-esteem, then everything else kind of will swell from there.
Awesome. So what are some of the biggest roadblocks that you see that are stopping people from achieving their success?
Well, some of them I like to call the limiting beliefs, because that's kind of what it comes back to. But I mean, when I use the phrase limiting beliefs, it can encompass things like the negative emotions, things from childhood that are causing them back, repeated patterns. And, you know, a lot of the time we think that we don't have any kind of control over this, because we were born, we grew up, and we were exposed to the environments that we were exposed to. And we kind of think of ourselves as blocks that are kind of have already been carved, and there's nothing we can do about it. But and hopefully we'll talk about this in a moment, is that there are tools and techniques that you can use to kind of reshape that block, to get rid of, you know, what some people would call personality flaws, but at the deeper level, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that are holding us in these kind of stuck patterns. And by releasing those, we then free ourselves up to experience, you know, greater freedom of thought and feeling, and then be able to choose the outcomes that we go about and create.
So based on all the things you just said, are there some basic tips that you can offer that will help people kind of get beyond those blocks and overcome some of those childhood emotions and things like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say the first thing is awareness. So becoming aware of repeated patterns. And like, I'll just take this away from the business environment for a moment, just so that it's easier. It's, you know, a nice, easy example to understand. You know, those scenarios where you have girls who will date the same guy, and, you know, the guy will be really rotten to her, and then, you know, she swaps out that guy and gets another one, and it's like same guy, but just a different face and a different name. Then those are patterns that are running, and it's because that girl has got, you know, certain traits that she's either looking for, or certain experiences that she wants to feel again and again and again. And so the first thing is to become aware of these patterns. So, you know, what kind of patterns are you experiencing with clients? Do you always get pushed down on your rates? Do you find that people take advantage of you? Do you find that you're always overworked, no matter how much work you have coming in? And once we can identify those patterns, then we're in a position of awareness and control, and we can put ourselves back into the driving seat and say, oh, okay, so it's not my fault, not from like a blaming and shaming kind of stance, but it is my responsibility to take some control of this and say, okay, how am I now going to go and fix it? But awareness is the first step.
So you have some really great points, and, you know, I know that I get emotional in my business. I mean, if somebody stiffs me, I get angry and I want revenge, and, you know, or there are people that just don't pick you out of a bunch of other people that you're trying to do proposals on. And, you know, it can really take a toll, but you really don't think about it, because you're so ingrained in the fact that business is business and this is the way it is, you know. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making as far as their, you know, emotions in business? What, you know, back when you were working with the traders, what kind of things did you help them understand that helped them to kind of overcome some of their problems and fears?
All right. And that's a great question, Brian, actually, because I think the common things are that believing that what's going on is real. Now, it's real in a sense that, yes, it's tangible, and there are consequences and you've got to deal with it. But it's not about the things that are going on out there. It's never about, you know, the proposal that you lost, or the client that's trying to stiff you, or whatever, because if you come from this other paradigm that we are in control of our emotions, and that we're in control of the world around us, then we can start to say, okay, well, what pattern am I running that keeps creating these scenarios? What is it that I'm thinking and feeling, and how am I behaving that keeps bringing up, you know, these unhealthy or unwanted situations? And once we get to that point, you can start deconstructing it and almost releasing the emotional pattern that's there, so, and freeing you up to experience what you actually do want rather than what you don't want. But I think the common mistake that goes on is when people believe that it's all about that, you know, proposal that they lost, or that one client that is causing them a problem, when really it's not. It's about the emotional pattern that the individual is running more than anything else.
And that totally makes sense too. So you're in the heat of the battle. What are some of the pattern interrupts that you recommend that people do? Deep breathing, you know, go out and have a drink. I mean, what do you suggest that people do to kind of stop themselves and get control of the situation?
Oh, well, I mean, there are those standard things, but I would back up a little bit and say, okay, if you know that you're doing these things and you have that degree of self-awareness, then there's actually a lot more that you can do before you get into that situation. Because let's face it, Brian, like if we're in that situation in the heat of the moment, we're limited in terms of the amount of resources that we have available to us cognitively. Yeah, I mean, like when you're stressed out, the last thing you want to be doing is remember. Oh, well, Laura says you've got to count to 10 or take a deep breath. It's a point of failure, and what we want to do is kind of step ourselves or set ourselves up for success. So what I tend to suggest people do is that they do the emotional releasing on an issue way before they get into the heat of the moment. So I've got one client at the moment, and he's talking about how when he's feeling really stressed out, he'll start to stuff, like as in stuff food and eat a lot, and he'll be chewing all the time because he's so stressed out. And he's always been trying to kind of fix it from in the moment, and it hasn't worked, obviously, for years and years and years. So what I suggested was he did the emotional releasing exercises on the issue of stuffing and not wanting to feel his emotions, and you know, a whole layer of stuff underneath that as well. And he did that before he gets into that scenario. And you know, I have him do like 20 minutes a day on this kind of clearing exercise. And what he's found is that he's more aware when he goes into that mode of feeling stressed, and so he doesn't have to resort to the habits and the strategies that were previously plaguing him.
Fantastic. So you have a system that's going to help people to kind of get their arms around this, to evaluate, to help them move forward. And wouldn't we all like to earn an extra $20,000? Can you explain and tell us a little bit about your system?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I have a toolkit that's all ready to go, and I'm going to share that with you as well, because there are several elements to it. So the first thing is to kind of stop doing the things that are off profile for you and start doing things that are in your flow. So you need to kind of work out where your entrepreneurial flow is and do more of that kind of thing. And then there are elements like releasing the money blocks, the negative beliefs that you have around money or success, and there are meditation tracks in there to help you do that. But basically, what we're wanting to do is kind of be able to set an intention and then get rid of all the obstacles to having that intention kind of manifest, and there's a strategic way of doing that and mapping that out. And so the entry point to that would be the toolkit that we're going to share.
Awesome. Laura Lee, this has been great. I mean, there's a lot of great information. It gives you a lot to think about, and I think people are going to really, you know, at least look at their own emotions, look at their business, and looking at their blocks. And I've studied some of this stuff, and I know it works. I mean, mindset is everything in business, but a lot of times people, they just don't have the right mindset to be successful. So if people wanted to contact you, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Okay, so mostly through either my website, or they can email me directly. So the website is ProsperityQM, so that's Prosperity, and then QM as in quantum mechanics, and that's .com. Or they can just email me directly at laura@lauraleeclark.com. So I should probably spell Lee. So Lee is L-E-I-G-H, and then Clark is the proper way of spelling Clark. It's with an E. So it's lauraleeclark.com.
It's proper over in the UK, obviously.
It's the correct way.
Of course it is. Hey, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fabulous. I know my audience is going to get a lot out of it, and I really appreciate you being on the podcast.
Oh, Brian, thank you so much for having me. It's just been a blast. You're awesome.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.